Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
Now, here's Matt, Manine, Paige, and Fatboy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rocks.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks!
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige. And her big ol' hoo-has.
Here we go. Here's a topic we all know a little something about. There is a site, addictions.com, and they polled about 2,000 drinkers and asked them what type of alcohol they were drinking when they did some stupid stuff.
Fat boy, listen up.
It's all of us in the room.
No, Fatboy,
well, there was a time.
If your Instagram is the true life that you're living, you're going hard right now.
Well, now it's just like, you know, it's like business alcoholism. Like you watching the movies back in the day.
Yeah.
Guy comes home, has some drinks.
Has a Tom Collins waiting on him.
But like earlier, like in the 20s, it was like, you know, drink as much as you can and do whatever.
Drink gasoline if you need to.
Try to drive home.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah. Crank up the old jalopy and let's get to the house.
Yeah. Don't question anybody, you know, if you're a dude or not.
Yeah. Well, it's... Maybe not go so far with that, but yeah.
Well, here's what we found. Tequila.
Makes your clothes fall off.
Yeah. Well, tequila gives you good ideas.
Ooh, but Joe Nichols.
Tequila causes the worst hangovers.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
Followed by vodka, whiskey, rum, and then gin.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
But if you want, you know.
Play it's tequila, the song. Tequila.
Uh-huh. Dang it.
You just like Pee Wee Herman too much.
I love Pee Wee
Herman.
Paige,
I'm listening to you.
All
I'm
right,
like these
that's
two.
Okay.
I was trying to play music and drown out the story.
Well, there's either that one.
I was
going to
surprise you with the other one.
Let Paige talk.
There's either that one or there's a lot of tequila songs out there that are good.
Yeah. Any song by Sammy Hagar is about tequila.
I will get some points with the ball Smith played
out. If you want to completely black out, Fat Boy, drink tequila.
Oh.
I had some last night. I mean, it's just like drinking water.
Jesus. Last night?
Yeah.
You're not a working woman.
I had to take the edge off.
You're not a working woman. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, how much did you have?
It was only 3 shots. It was 1 drink.
Yeah, see, that's fine. 3 shots is going to be fine the next morning.
Measured it out.
You're going to be fine that evening, too.
That's kind of, you know.
Tasted good. Got a little tingle right there.
He's pointing to his belly button.
If you don't want a hangover, drink scotch. They're the people that
scotchy.
They don't have that many hangovers. So
because you don't drink much scotch.
Yeah,
I'm not old
strong.
Enough.
Yeah, scotch is very strong and it tastes like hell. And you don't drink enough to get a hangover.
Was that what smelled like Bigfoot's blank?
No, it was Sex Panther cologne.
Yeah,
oh, goodness, that's awful. If you did. Well, if you're gonna set something on fire, the people that were on this poll, they were drinking tequila when they set something on fire.
Absinthe.
Yeah.
Jägermeister will get you waking up like naked in the bushes.
Yeah, I don't ever. I can't think of me drinking.
I remember the first time I did a shot of absinthe, I was almost scared of it, like thinking 1 shot or 2 shots or maybe even 3 was going to literally black me out, or I was going to just go out mindless and just be. You know what I mean?
Growing up in the Say No era was rough, man.
Oh, absinthe. I've heard of people like it's like they had a lobotomy after they drank this stuff.
There is a drink that I want to try. Hemingway used to do this.
Oh, you're going
to
say adrenochrome.
No, it was absinthe and champagne, and he called his drink Death by Afternoon.
Oh, so I thought you were going to say champipple for a minute.
The legend goes that, you know, people would just lose their mind and get naked in the afternoon or buy that drink. So
Nine and myself have a mutual friend that shared a shot recipe I never heard of. The smoker's cough.
Oh, yeah. I've never had a smoker's cough. Go Matt ahead. Would like it.
Let's hear it.
It's a shot of Jaeger with mayonnaise in it.
God, God. See, that's where y'all are just play drinking. You just play drinking. John Wayne would send you to the border.
I think it's Heinz mayonnaise at that.
Oh, no. Yeah. All right. I love doing shots of Jaeger and Jameson all night long.
Yeah, they're good. Oh, man. There's
one after the damn other. It's fun.
Paige used to live next door to a Manet. Mm-hmm. Dennis Eckersley.
Well, he was up the road, not next door.
Oh.
We weren't allowed in. That neighborhood was uppity. You were just down the road. All right. So if you ever went and got a drunk tattoo, that happened to you?
I was with somebody that did.
I was intoxicated when I got my first one. I thought I had to be. Everybody says, dude, you it's the thing, right? Pre-internet, you just believed anybody. We were all so stupid. Oh, God, you got to be messed up to get a tattoo. It's so painful. Oh, my God, you drink absinthe. You're going to forget your name and who you are.
Yeah, I've never been I've been completely stone cold sober on alcohol for every tattoo. What? I've got.
Oh, so according to this, people
can't
are
say the same for your artist, though.
We're more likely drinking vodka when they got their tattoo.
Absinthe is what they teach you in sex ed.
Yeah, this is vodka is what kids drink. I mean, young people, young adults.
Yeah, I don't like vodka.
Well,
I like
know
peach
what they
vodka.
Say.
I do, yeah.
Grey Goose gets you loose.
And Grey Goose costs too damn much.
Vodka drinkers.
That's what they say.
It costs too damn much for vodka.
Are most likely to get naked in public.
Again, because young people.
And a third of the people who've streaked, they say they were drinking vodka when it happened.
Yeah.
We knew a guy who had a problem, but it was always Burnett's.
Oh, if you drink Burnett's, you got a problem.
It was bottom of it. You had to crawl over in the shelf to get that, you know?
Yeah. He would be drinking Purell by now.
Oh, gosh.
One of those guys. You got vanilla flavor, and he's going to take that, too.
You got any of that brown store brand aftershave I can get a hold of?
And not what the old guys did in the nursing homes. They drink the mouthwash.
They drink aftershave and then mouthwash, anything alcohol.
I had a preacher did that.
Oh, no, really?
True
drinking
story.
Brute?
Yeah, it's the one that stole my baseball cards, too.
Give me your card.
What a church that was. It's the one I got molested at, and the preacher stole my baseball cards. What a life.
So if you,
Lord's will, he had those cards.
If you don't want to get arrested, don't drink whiskey, because whiskey drinkers are the ones that get arrested the most.
Some people shouldn't drink brown liquor. They can't handle it.
Yeah.
One of my old roommates couldn't drink brown liquor. He'd try to fight people and get in all kind of trouble, but then if he drank beer, he was fine. He was just jolly and jovial and laughing and fun.
Beneath the whiskey, that's rum.
Appreciate that.
Rum drinkers will get arrested. And then third place, tequila. So it doesn't have on the list which alcohol will affect your erection, but we kind of already know what
you
that
said
is.
Whiskey, didn't you?
No. But that's
you never had
you.
Nobody having a vodka, do you, have you?
Nope. Nor a tequila. So there you go. They didn't do that. They didn't note that. That's up to us.
That's the worm for the shot.
But then again, I only drink gold tequila. I don't drink silver tequila.
Oh. Well, I drink platinum tequila.
I prefer my liquors dark to clear.
You know,
sweeter the juice.
Yeah.
Vodka makes some people meaner. Like, I've known people that drink vodka, and that's truth serum for them, and they'll tell you how they think, and that was a relative.
Yeah, sometimes it's
like
any alcohol does
unfilter.
It for some people.
You gotta watch out for that truth serum stuff, man.
Yeah. Because then it's like too much information. I didn't want to know that.
Yeah. Prostitutes used to use that.
Did they?
Back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
They would.
Did.
They'd give the guy a Mickey or whatever, and then they'd sit there and say, yeah, we're going to go bomb this place tomorrow, you know, the soldiers. And then they'd realize what they were saying. And then these ladies, who allegedly also had razor blades inside their orifices, were going back to the commandment and telling
them. Matsuhari or people like that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy so much liquor tomorrow. I can't wait.
Can I go film it?
It just makes me laugh.
Liquor market sweep.
When you leave, you're going to get your grocery cart together and like.
When you're at the liquor store and you hear the beep, that's the fun Fat Boy's going to have on liquor market sweep.
I mean, I might reserve a U-Haul tonight, pick it up tomorrow, and then go to the liquor store.
I'm sorry.
U-Haul?
Yeah. Okay. You have a fun weekend ahead of you. Well, Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day, of course, he was reflecting on almost 50 years on Earth, and he was talking about being a punk rock god, like, you know.
Oh, come on. What is with this stuff? Everybody's a goat or a god now.
Everybody.
So.
boat.
He seems to be a pretty cool guy, but he wants to make sure to tell you that he won't take a picture with you if you're not a fan.
How does he know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's going to... You can probably know that if they're not a fan, maybe. I don't know.
He, like, asks you trivia questions. He's like, how did Mike Durnt get his name? Do you know? If you don't know, I refuse to take a selfie with you.
Can you sing the Easter egg song from Dookie?
Yeah. Can you?
Yep.
Well, he says there are a lot of people out there who aren't fans who just want to be guilty by association or something like that, and they want to hold you in their pocket as a souvenir, and he thinks that's annoying. And he can always tell when someone is a genuine fan.
Yeah, you remember the thing Louis C.K. would have? He won't take pictures of people. But when he would walk away, people would snap pictures, and he'd just be in the background.
Yeah, touching himself.
It was his whole, it's not genuine.
Yeah. Like my picture with Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Where he's turned away on his cell phone, but I'm standing there like this.
He wasn't even talking to anybody. He was doing your gimmick on you.
He was probably not talking. He's like, yeah, Dad, okay, I'll meet you at the clubhouse. Yeah, I know, pimento cheese. All right, got it.
It's like somebody that used to work here took a picture of Kurt Russell when he was at the golf tournament, and then Kurt Russell wasn't even looking at the camera.
No, but it counts. My picture with Wayne Gretzky,
Oh my gosh.
I've taken some stupid pictures. I wish I could go back, and I wish I could find a good Photoshopper to go in and put a hat and sunglasses on all these photos and fill out the beard more. Because I have a picture with Dan Marino. Dan freaking Marino. I look like...
He's hot.
I look like a Lloyd of some kind, if you know what I mean.
Uh-oh. Of London?
No, Mongo.
I think you got your next war name.
That's good. All right, well, you want some controversy?
Controversy?
Yeah, do it.
Sign of the times. Former Dokken guitarist George Lynch. He started his own band.
Love Dokken.
1989.
All right. Not the band.
He called the band Lynch Mob.
Yeah. Because his name's George Lynch.
Well, that kind of, you know, it goes together.
This is that was David Lynch. Played for the Hornets.
Mulholland Drive?
Yeah, he directed movies, David Lynch.
Oh, whatever.
Well.
You thinking of Paxton Lynch?
Nope.
Yeah, he made pills.
Because of the times that we're in, he's changing the name. And George says, quote, "The name itself, of course, has always been problematic, and now it's inexcusable to keep it." So he says he's not going to tour anymore with that name or put out records with the name.
First of all, I think this is kind of some self-promotion for the band Lynch Mob, because I knew of the Lynch Mob, and they're not changing their name.
Yeah, I don't know who this is.
Well, Fatboy, you don't know much about rock and roll.
You know who Dokken is?
No.
I know that you know what docking is.
It does.
Yeah.
But Dokken.
How you don't know Dokken?
Is it a group or a song?
Dokken's a band.
Oh, my God.
George Lynch played guitar in Dokken.
I don't listen to everything that comes out every second of the day.
Mark just deactivated your fob. Mark deactivated your fob.
It's like you
lost they're German,
your,
I guess. I spelled
lost
it wrong.
Your rights.
Lynch Mob hadn't put out a record in 3 years anyway, so I guess they kind of were done for.
It's okay, Fat Boy.
I was looking up their stuff. Yeah, no, Dokken were from Los Angeles, like all the 80s bands.
They can't spell.
They all played at Whiskey Goo Goo.
They went to school here.
Yeah.
I looked up the wrong Dokken.
Yeah, I knew you would.
Yeah, you came
looked up the Craigslist Dokken.
You looked up the one you already had bookmarked?
Had your face on it.
No, you remember, the Dream Warriors from Nightmare on Elm Street? That's Dokken.
That's the best one.
The song Dream Warriors is Dokken.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
But can I make this point that... I don't think I can.
Dokken way better than Winger.
Not that. Just...
Not Deborah.
I've noticed that I'm just going to say this, and I don't mean any ill intent. I'm just an observer, and I'm what?
Just because you don't mean no ill intent, don't mean people can't take ill intent. I'm nervous now.
There come all the preambles and caveats.
I'm nervous.
I don't want to say it. I'll put it on my Instagram. At O'Math. No,
okay.
I just want to say that certain words aren't totally just associated with one type of person, place, or thing. And that's what I'll say about that.
Yeah, I mean...
A lynching often means a group beating. where, and I've heard of, matter of fact, I saw a video the other day of seven white guys stomping the crap out of one white guy.
They were
lynching him.
The definition does involve killing someone. Like, dictionary, I just looked up the dictionary definition, and it says kill someone.
Okay, then kill switch engage. We need you to change your name.
But lynching doesn't have any kind of fun connotation to it, no matter how you use it. It really isn't fun. Terrible.
Oh, what was the band we played yesterday? Slutmord or whatever?
It's going to make you regret you ever opened your mouth.
Corpse Mower, yeah.
Corpse Mower. What's great? A corpse, that's a dead body.
It is.
We play a song called Rape Me.
I agree with that one.
We play that one a lot.
There's just, I don't know, man.
I mean, I agree with you on that one. Yeah.
Like, that's what I said is true, though. It's not associated with just...
No, it isn't associated with just one race. It's just that it has a negative connotation.
Like, I saw where Deadpool, what was his real name? Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
He got married recently or whatever, at a plantation. And he put the photos. Wasn't a big deal. Now, they're like, we regret that so much.
It's a shot on us as a state.
Plantation down in Charleston.
Beaufort. I'm saying this as a white guy. I'm being very honest from my heart and just telling you that we human beings are being pushed to this side and that side over some of it isn't necessarily proactive in the progression.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I agree with that sentiment. I just think that if he doesn't want to use lynching as like a, you know, name for a band, I agree with that too.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, the point of it is...
It is violent.
A mob of angry people killing someone by hanging them.
Oh, what about Goody Mob? They got to change now.
It's not the mob. It's
the B-52s. That's an actual bomb.
It is. It drops bombs. Well, yeah.
Bomb, baby.
Now, you can have other kind of mobs because if you're just talking about the mafia, I guess that's fine.
Butthole surfers, you can't do that. In theory.
No, that would be very hard. You have to stand on your feet, I thought.
You have to shrink yourself.
Goodness, let's celebrate some birthdays.
Stand on your feet. Yeah, celebrity birthday.
I know.
Need some more Mr. Zog sex wax.
Oh, all right.
His doctor, he got a degree.
Wow, congrats.
All right. Soleil Moon Frye celebrating her birthday today.
Oh, she got some big ones.
Yeah.
Punky Brewster.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. She's got to be like 46. So he's relatively young.
42.
Seven.
Soleil Moon Frye is 44 today.
You were close.
And a very lovely lady, Vera Farmiga.
Oh, I love Vera Farmiga. She's the best.
There I go.
Lady
that
in the
sounded
Conjuring
like something
movies.
From Carrabba's.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Did you decide yet? Yeah, I'm going to try the Vera Farmiga with extra Alfredo, please.
She's a pretty lady.
She really is. She's awesome, too. I love her in all those Conjuring movies. There's Lorraine Warren.
I might have to Google image search her.
Yeah, she's awesome.
We can go reverse on this.
She ain't naked. That's a body double.
Big fan of Vera.
God bless. You know too much about naked women.
That's a nice body double.
I don't want to click on Vera Wang. Whoa.
Oh. No, she makes nice.
Oh yeah,
nice
I remember.
Dresses.
What about all the ones where she's not getting her faces in them though in movies?
It's a deep fake.
I don't know. Like, I don't know how much she's been naked, but I know the one.
Yeah,
ain't her ass.
It's
mine.
She's all right.
I'm a big fan.
I will say that Vera Farmiga. It sounds like a Italian opera. I'm going to say that she is a 52.
48.
53.
Vera is 47 today. And Jerry Hollowell.
Jerry, hold on. Oh, Jerry Hollowell.
You know who that is.
I know. I recognize the name. I'm thinking of Jerry O'Connell, though.
You know who that is.
Oh, the fat kid.
Fat kid. No, he's a hot dude.
Fat boy knows who he is. He's going to give you a hint.
Oh, Sal, yeah. She was a Ginger Spice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was Hollowell Spice wouldn't have done very good.
No.
She was alleged to have both parts.
Yeah. Oh God, I don't know. 56.
50.
You go like 67.
Ginger Spice is 48 today. And Bob Horner.
God.
Little Bob Horner.
Bless America.
Sat in the corner.
I tell you what. I like Dale Murphy, but my number two was Bob. And I got to meet Bob in 1997, and he looked drunker than hell.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Big old Jim Blossom. Like, he looked like an adult cherub, big puffy cheeks, and they were red. And he was like, I was like, dude, I enjoyed you. I hated your guts when you left to go to St. Louis, but I appreciated you.
Did you meet Georgie Porgy Pudding and Pie?
You know who Bob Horner looked like? Freaking Shrek, grown up.
A little bit, yeah.
The nephew from Eastbound and Down. You know, who are you?
Same
Freaking
hair.
Shrek? Yeah, big cotton hair.
Looks like Brian McCann.
I will say Bob Horner, who was a rookie in 79, 61.
65.
63.
Bob Horner is 63. And last but not least, going out of order, here's David Robinson.
The Admiral.
I've been to his seafood restaurant at Myrtle Beach. Admiral's Flagship?
Yeah, I don't think that's the same Admiral.
The Rob, who would sign his autograph with a Bible verse. So you know he was a good guy.
It's funny that he was in the Navy being 7 foot tall.
Yeah.
They don't have stuff built for dudes his size.
The enemies could see him from it. He was like a walking lighthouse, they said.
Well, they could see the boat before they could see him.
That's true. I'm going to say that D. Robinson is a rookie in 89.
Yeah.
57.
I was going to say 57. I'll say 58.
54.
David Robinson is 55 today.
Yeah. Rise, he retired kind of young. Sorry.
That's okay.
It's good.
Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. We'll take a break. More Rise Guys headed at you right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Dentists, drivers, and drafters of the upstate all listen to the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
All right. I'm thoroughly excited for this because I'm in here rolling just hearing Paige do it.
I know. It's
fun.
It
was so great.
Sorry.
No, don't say you're sorry.
When it comes to Bill Cosby.
Yeah. That was great. All right. The Girls Only Bill Cosby Impersonation Contest. And for the hateful men out there, first of all, you could have got your girl to play. Secondly, we'll have something tomorrow where we'll do dude only something. Whatever game, we'll make it men only.
Yeah.
Just so, you know, people trying to say we're doing some kind of war on women thing now.
You want to do the... clip from the Golden Globes again for inspiration.
For
the
inspiration, the Bill Cosby Ladies Only Impression Contest for Carolina Rebellion tickets.
Here's Tina Fey and Amy Poehler from Sunday Night Golden Globes.
Into the woods, Cinderella runs from her prince, Rapunzel is thrown from a tower for her prince, and Sleeping Beauty just thought she was getting coffee with Bill Cosby.
You know, actually, I saw this on the news today, but Bill Cosby has finally spoken out about the allegations against him. Cosby admitted to a reporter, "I put the pills in the people. The people did not want the pills in them."
No, Tina, that's not right. It's more like, "I got the pills in the bathroom, but I put them in the people."
You're right. It's got to be like, "I put the pills in the hoagie."
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's it. That's fair.
All right. I think that's great. I think that's great. I'm waiting on Baby Mama 2 to come out. All right. We'll start. We'll just go in order. And remember the way we're doing it. You got to be quick, y'all. So we'll go on a scale from 1 to 5. When, like, Rebecca from Greenville will be first. Mm-hmm. When she comes on, as soon as she's done, we'll put her on hold. We'll give a score each person. I think I'm the quickest adder on the show, so we'll come up with their score, and then we'll do round robin. All right, let's go with Rebecca in Greenville first. The first contestant of the Rise Guys female-only Bill Cosby impression contest for Carolina Rebellion tickets. Rebecca.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you like Bill Cosby?
Sure.
You probably liked him a little more before the last few months?
Yeah. I think everyone did.
I know. It's crazy. All right. So we're just going to give you a couple moments here. Go ahead and give us your Bill Cosby impression.
I put the pills in the Jell-O pudding pops. I put the pills in the Jell-O pudding pops.
All right, very good, Rebecca. Very good, Rebecca. All right, we'll go first with Paige. 1 to 5.
1 to 5, I'll give her a 5.
Fat boy.
2.
9.
2.
That means she has a...
11.
That's an 11. And I will give her a 4, so she has a 15.
No, I thought you were going to give her a 2, and that would put it to 11. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So
okay,
13.
Okay, hold on. So, Paige, you gave her a what?
I gave her... I thought the content was good, so I gave her 5.
It's a 5 now?
Paige gave her a 5. And then Fat Boy and I each gave her 2.
All right, so that is 9. So I gave her a 4, so she's a 13.
13.
Okay, yep. 13 for her. All right, we go to contestant number 2. It is Sarah and Charlotte. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, good morning.
All right, Sarah.
Your time. It's your time to shine. Let's hear your Bill Cosby impression.
I put the pills in the pudding pops, and my son ate the pudding pops.
All right, Sarah, hold on. Paige, her score, 1 to 5.
I'll give her a 3.
9?
I'll give her a 4. She was better than the first one.
Fat boy?
I'm on a 4, too. That was pretty good.
That's an 11. Man, I got to give her a 3 because I didn't think it was as good as the first one, but that doesn't matter. That puts her in the lead now by 1.
Oh, look at
she
that.
Has a 14. She has a 14
right
now.
We can say goodbye to Rebecca.
Say goodbye to Rebecca.
Oh, man.
I will say, ladies, and for those of you on hold and those of you that are going to be on board here momentarily, I'm going to score now on originality. If I keep hearing the same quote over and over again.
That has to play a small part.
It has to. Yeah. So, the pills and the people thing, that was just, it wasn't even anything Cosby himself said.
No, that was what
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Don't do an impression of them. Yeah. Do an impression of him.
Yeah. Katrina is in Lowry, South Carolina. Good morning.
Lucky Charm.
Hey there.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right. Let's hear your Bill Cosby impression.
Okay. Would you like some figgy pudding?
All right, Katrina, hold on 1 second. Paige, real quick, what do you give her?
I give her a 3.
Fat boy.
1.
So 4, 9.
I'm going to give her a 2 for the British Bill Cosby.
That's a 6. she's a sweetheart, but I gave her like a 2, so she got an 8, and she's out. That means we go to, we say goodbye to Katrina. That means Sarah from Charlotte is still in the lead. Dana from Simpsonville now. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, here we go, Dana. It is your time. Let's hear your Bill Cosby impression.
Bill Cosby did not those women, but I did give them the pills.
Okay, very good.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
All right, let's go with the score. Paige, what do you give Dana from Simpsonville?
I think for the shock factor, that I'll give her a 4.
All right, Fat Boy.
5, man, that was funny.
So 9? 9?
Well, see, I don't want... Well, see! I mean, it wasn't a very good Bill Cosby impression, so because y'all both scored it so high, I feel like I got to score it low just so... It doesn't beat somebody who calls in a few minutes and does a dynamite impression of Bill Cosby. So right. I'm going to have to give it a 1.
All right, you can give her a 1. That means she's got a 10. And I cracked up, but as far as sounding as much, I give her a 3. So that means she's got a 13. So that still means that Sarah and Charlotte is still winning this thing. We'll keep it going. It's the Rise Guys female-only Bill Cosby impression contest. Let's go to Duncan. Talk to Tara. Hey, Tara.
Hey.
How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Good. See, folks, when you call into the show, have this kind of enthusiasm. Make it feel like you really want to talk to us.
I know. That's nice.
Really do. I am, like, super duper excited.
I can tell.
We get all jazzed up and we hear excited voices on the other end of the phone.
So. Right. Are you ready? Are you ready, Tara? You ready to do that Bill Cosby?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I got the best.
All right. It's on you, Tara. Here she is, Paige.
My name is Rudy. My daddy is Papa Cosby, and he put the pills in the pudding pop before I went to the bathroom every morning.
All right, very good. Was that Rudy doing Cosby?
Yeah.
That was Rudy.
I thought it was Wanda Sykes.
That was an impression of Rudy.
All right, Paige, real quick, what do you say?
I'll give her a 2.
You give a 2 to Tara, Fat Boy?
0. Can I do 0?
Still got a 2, 9?
I mean, I'll give her a 1. I mean, it's a good impression of Rudy, so that ain't what we're looking for.
All right, I'll give her a 1 as well. She got a 4, the lowest ever. We'll go to Leela. Is it Leela or Layla?
Leela.
Leela. What's up, Leela?
Hey!
Look at
I'm
you.
So excited.
It's working now.
That's
it.
Good.
All right. It's on you. Let's hear your Bill Cosby.
Okay. I don't even have to say hello to get into her jello, and I put the pills in the pudding pop. I put my pudding pop into the supermodels.
Jeez,
okay. All right, Paige, what do you say? What do you give Leela?
That was great. I'll give her a 5.
All right, she's got a perfect 5. Fat boy.
That's a 4, man, because that sounded like some good improv.
All right, 9?
Yeah, I like that. She gets points for the improv. I'll give her a 4.
All right, that means she's got a 13. I, too, give her a 4. She's in the lead now with a 17. Sadly, we say goodbye to Sarah. Sarah, you can live to play another day.
Aww.
All right, we'll go to Carrie then. Hey, Carrie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm in Strauss 3, so they're going to get to hear this.
Okay, fantastic. Now, 9, what is the score to be? Remind me. Remind us what Leela's score is. What is the score
17.
To be? 17. A 17 is what you're looking to beat. All right, Carrie, let's hear your Bill Cosby.
I put the pills in the Jell-O because the kids say the darndest things.
All right. Paige?
I'll give her a 3.
Fat Boy?
1.
9?
2.
That's a 6, and I give her like a 2, so that's an 8. And we say goodbye to Carrie. We the last 2.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll go to Sherry. Hey, Sherry.
Hi.
The score to beat, Sherry, is 17. Have you ever done a Bill Cosby impression before today?
No.
Okay, perfect. We have a rookie. All right, here we go. It is your time. You're Bill Cosby, please.
You know, they say the kids say the darndest things, but I do the darndest things. I put the pills in the pudding pops, and I put my pop in the lady.
All right. Man.
Paige.
4.
4, Fat Boy.
I'm at a 4, too, man. That was funny.
It's an 8, 9.
I didn't think it was anything that other people haven't already said. I'll give it a 2.
That's a 10. I agree with you. I'd give her like a 2 as well. All right, she's got a 12. All right, the last one. Here we go. The final round. Lightning round. Sudden death. Morning, Christy.
Morning.
Do you feel the pressure right now?
Just a little bit.
Oh, my God. Does it feel like I'm sitting on your chest?
Sitting?
I said sitting.
Sitting.
How dare you? All right, Christy, we want you to go to both days at Carolina Rebellion. I want you to want it, though. I want to hear this. You're the last one. Let's hear your Bill Cosby.
All right. No God just went down to the general store and fell in a vat of pudding.
Jesus. Okay. All right.
Hang on.
Oh, gosh. Well, this is going to be tough. All right. We have to score her, though. We got to score. All right. Paige, what do you give Christy?
It's pretty good. I'll give her a 4.
She gets a 4. Fat Boy.
That was hands down the best so far. 5.
5.
9, you 2 give her a 5?
Yep.
Not perfect, but I'm going to give her a 4, which means by 1, she went all the way through it. She was like the last person in the Royal Rumble. Christy just won. Woo! Christy, you did it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. That was good. I mean, there was a couple in there that kind of, stalled, but for the most part, man, that was fun. That was fun.
Yeah.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak & Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks. Thank you to everybody who called Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, all of that.
All of you. Each and every one. We appreciate you very much.
Yeah. And I got something for you. 864-241-4318. 864-241-4318. That is the FOF line. Call it. You might appear on tomorrow's now 2 segments of the FOF line.
Yep.
We'll get that going tomorrow. Paige, though, that's still today. She's going to rock you at work. Fat Boy.
Puerto Rico.
5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Right, Jimmy? 6?
6, yeah. 6 tomorrow.
All right. Thank you all for listening. Wash your hands. Watch out for murder hornets. And have a great day. Be blessed. Thank you.
More rock and fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears. Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rock.
Bye, baby. Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.